I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India rejects the latest United Nations report voicing concern about violence in Manipur state, calling it misleading. Since the unrest began in May, at least 160 people have been killed, hundreds injured, and thousands displaced. India's central government describes a peaceful and stable Manipur, while aid workers decry government inaction. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World tells us,
"We're now over 3.5 months into the violence in Manipur, and there's been no concerted effort to bring this thing to an end. The central government has sent 45,000 more troops into the state, but they are doing nothing because they haven't been given the orders to intervene in any significant way."
Persecution in Manipur is the latest example of a nationwide trend. Pray believers will endure.
Since the BJP came to power in 2014, we've seen aggression against Christians and other minorities.
And persecuted believers in Southeast Asia get a helping hand from a small business owner named Sam. Caleb with Farms International says,
"He's taken out loan to plant rubber trees in his field. And this is to provide jobs for believers that are under persecution. A lot of these believers have been chased out of their villages and are not accepted back into society. So they are either hiding out at other Christian families or living in the jungles."
By working for Sam, persecuted Christians can begin to support themselves. Plus, Sam wants to expand the program.
He'll start to bring animals in so that these persecuted Christians can have ability to raise up animals and sell them for money.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.